had the perfect spouse. We had the perfect children. We had the perfect neighbors. If we had the perfect job. If we had the perfect boss. If we lived in the perfect country. If we went to the perfect church.
What we do? Go to the perfect church. And if you had the perfect pastor, of course you do. Right. And they say, it wouldn't, if all that, then we would have a happy, perfect life. Right? We would think. And there's a mindset, certain people that believe,
it's always people's environment, it's how you were brought up,
all these different things, and there's nothing, there's
no real
evil. That's just not true. There is evil in this world. There's independent evil working within this world, and we know that, and we're aware of that. And what you have, that evil, and you have a picture of how that evil worked in God's perfect world. How that evil worked in God's perfect world. And here's how it happened. Here's how it happened. This is universal from then till Jesus comes home. And it goes like this. Hath God said? There it is. There it is. You may think it's something else. It's not. That's how it started, and that's how it ends. Hath God said. Because God gives us the scriptures, and we see what he says. And Satan, in his dealing with us, will say, hath God said. He won't tell us anything. He will ask us a question. He will ask us a question. Asking questions. And I want you to remember this. I actually learned this in the Central Intelligence Agency. I actually did. We'd go to these contractors, and you'd have these guys. We'd sit there, and these contractors come in. These guys graduated from MIT and everything. I mean, brilliant. Brilliant. Just brilliant. And we'd sit there, and what I learned. Nice. I used to feel sorry for him. When they'd come in, I'm thinking, oh man, they're going to kill him. They're just going to tear him in pieces. And he just looked so proper and give his presentation stuff. I didn't even understand what he was talking about. All his engineering stuff. By the time they finished with him, his coat's hanging off one shoulder, his tie's undone, his shirt's unbuttoned, his hair's messed up, you know, and he's walking out like, and all they did was ask questions. All they did was ask question. Hath God said? There you go. There you go. Hath God said? Now, so we see here a picture of the presentation of evil. Presentation of evil. Now, I'll give you a little synopsis about how it came about. I'm not going to go to all the verses. But basically what happened, God created the universe. God created all the angelic beings. God created the earth. And God created mankind. And at one point, everyone was in harmony. There was one will. They were in harmony with God. Now there's a lot of verses to prove that, okay? And then what happened is there was a rebellion in heaven. There was a rebellion in heaven. And Satan is an archangel. He was like, you know, one of the head angels, okay? The other angel, head angel, was Michael. And Satan's sin is yours, is he has access to God, is Michael has access to God. His sin was, as it says in Isaiah 14:14, I will be like God. Perfect rebellion. I will be like God. That was Satan's rebellion. I will be like God. Then there was a rebellion. Michael and Satan had a fight, had a battle, and Satan was cast out of heaven with one third of the angels. There are millions upon millions upon millions of angels. One third of the angels were cast out with Satan. All right? And so you have millions of angels that God has at his beck and call, but Satan also has millions of angels. But he is the archangel, Satan. Now, so angels are individual entities. They're not like God. Okay, like God is, you know, Holy Spirit dwells in me, he dwells in you. God is all present. Satan's not like that. Satan is an individual spirit. He cannot be everywhere. He can only be in one place. Now, he can really travel quickly. Okay? He can get around quick. But his demonic forces are individual beings, and they also can move around, but they're individual beings. Also, the angels in heaven, God's angels, are individual beings. And you see that in the scriptures. God sent Gabriel to talk to Daniel. The being went. And on the way, God sent Gabriel to talk to Daniel, on his way there, he fought with the demonic angel of Persia. And that demonic angel of Persia would not let him go to Daniel. So he had to call on Michael to come and help him to fight that demonic angel of Persia so he could go on and talk to Daniel. See, there's beings, and they're in the heavens. And there's a spiritual dynamic going on in the heaven of angelic beings. Satan is very organized, and he uses his beings for his purposes on this earth. And God speaks and gives direction to his angels, and they carry out his whatever he wishes on this earth. So that's what's happening around us. So what we have in Genesis chapter 3 is, after the rebellion, Satan has been cast out of heaven, he and his angels, and somehow he possesses, and by the way, I've heard different places, different countries where they have actually seen this, where different animals have been possessed by demonic spirits. Really strange things happening. And when you have the situation when Jesus confronted the demonics and they said, don't cast us into the abyss, send us into the pigs. And so they went into the swine, and the swine rushed down. So, I mean, Jesus was very aware of that too. So somehow Satan indwelt this serpent, and so he spoke through this serpent. But this is after this angelic battle happened after creation. Everything is perfect. Satan rebels because he wants to be like God. Sin of rebellion, not being under authority, started with Satan. Rebellion is a satanic attitude. Always know that. Rebellion is a satanic attitude, and it started with Satan. And so Satan rebelled, and now Satan, evil comes into this perfect world. Everything is perfect. And his attack is, hath God said? That's his confronting of God, has God said. And then he has to offer
their own independent will separate from God. That's the question. Their own independent will separate from God. Has God said, well, no, it's their own
independent will. Picture there. And sometimes you read this and
you don't get the flannel grass or whatever. You know, it missed the point of what God's trying to say. So, and it is real evil. It is real evil. So we need to know as believers there is a real devil. There are real demons. They are spiritual beings. They're spiritual beings. Evil is present. Now the evil. What was Jesus saying? Oh, that's not true. You don't have the right to do that. No sense. He knew full well it was his. And he took it to who he wanted to. But he rebuked Satan and told him to leave.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.